Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is called, Does Your Wisdom Support Your Purpose? Here's Pastor Steve.
In Matthew chapter 7 and 24, listen to what Jesus said. He said, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Let me ask you a question. Where are you obtaining the building materials for a successful life? I want you to listen to what it says in Proverbs 4 and 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring thee to honor when you embrace her. She shall give to your head an ornament of favor. A crown of glory she shall deliver to you. Folks, the Bible says that wisdom will bring us riches and wealth both spiritually and materially. It will bring promotion and honor to our lives. Wisdom is the principal thing that God uses to bless and to establish us in life. But let me ask you a question now, even as we begin. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much have you allowed wisdom to guide your life and your decisions? Because truth be told, many people use their natural knowledge and their emotions to try to figure out how to handle their situations. And it's flawed. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 21 and 2, a person's decisions are right in their own eyes. But the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but trust the word of God. Let me give you that scripture in Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do you know what that means? Even the things you don't understand, trust God. The things you can't figure out, trust God. When things are failing all around you, trust God. When you don't know your next move, trust God. Trust God's word. The Bible says this is wisdom, to seek his will in everything you do. And listen to what it says then. And when you do that, he will show you which path to take. And then the Bible says, by the way, don't be so impressed with your own wisdom. A lot of people are a legend in their own mind. They say, I know the way. I know what this needs. I know how to fix this. No, you don't. You don't know. Some of you husbands and wives are too afraid to tell your spouse, you don't know what you're doing. You can say it in a nice way. You can smile and say, oh, it appears that you may not have the proper answer to this question or this dilemma. Some of you would just rather let them have it by saying, you don't know what you're doing. You need to pray. You need to see what the Bible says. And so we really do, folks. You know, most people question God's word and want to follow their own mind and their own emotions. For whatever reason, they feel that is going to work for you. They ask the Lord, they say, Lord, you can't really mean that. And when they read it in the Bible for their situation, relationships is really one of the most difficult things to wrap your mind around. When you really love somebody, and especially if they don't really know the Lord, and we're all, well, let's put it this way, many people are challenged in that area or have been challenged, that you've really met some great people who really don't really know Jesus as personal Savior, and the Bible says that you should not be intimately involved with people like that, or you shouldn't be yoked together. with unbelievers, and you, in your mind, you said, "Well, that's a good person, really." I mean, come on. I mean, what? Listen, folks. The Bible, over and over again, warns us. It, one verse especially says, "How can two walk together unless they agree on the direction?" You say, "Well, I'm not going that way. I'm not doing those things." But then, how do you walk together? How is it possible? And let me just say something. You'll be doing what they do very soon. You'll be following their ways. Why? Because there is a spiritual force around every one of us. Either that force is the force of the Holy Spirit, or it's an evil force that's taking us away from God. Now, God has a plan for your life, and it is greater than you can imagine. Listen, his plan is based upon your obedience to his word, the wisdom that he supplies in his word. Look at the person next to you and ask them this question. Do your relationships support your purpose? Come on. Don't answer that question. That's between you and God. But God has some great things in store for you. You listen, folks, we have no idea how the devil will bring opposition in our lives to our purpose. And that's why you've got to obey the word of God. I mean, imagine Jesus. Jesus, he chooses 12 men. He tells the Father in the high priestly prayer, "Father, you chose them for me. I chose them because you pointed them out to me." And one of them tells him, "Don't go to the cross. You're the Son of God, but I've got a suggestion, a very strong one. Don't go to that cross. It's going to hurt. Don't do that." The devil uses those closest to you to deter you from God's purpose and plan for your life. Will you please hear me today? And it's subtle, because when soul ties enter into it, a soul tie is the influence that a person has over your life because of your relationship, because of your friendship, because of the intimacy of the time that you shared together. Jesus was with his disciples all the time. And the first revelation that Peter gets is, "You are the Son of the living God." You know, people will tell you what is true before they tell you something that is bizarre or something that actually opposes God's purpose and plan for your life. That's the way the devil works. He always is looking for equal time. Look at the person next to you and say, "When God blesses you, the devil is looking for equal time to deceive you." Yeah, so Jesus says, "Peter, flesh and blood didn't tell you that I was the Son of God. My Father in heaven told you." And Peter said, "Yeah, it happens like that with me from time to time. I know the mind of God. Me and God, we got it." And so, Jesus, you need to listen to what I say. "I've been put in your life to help you, Jesus." The Bible says, and so then Jesus began to say, "You know, a part of my purpose is to go to Jerusalem and to die on the cross. And then I'm going to rise again on the third day." And the same man who had the wisdom from God was now prompted by the evil one to say, "That's not a good idea. Let that be far out of your mind. Get that crazy thought out of your mind." Folks, listen, if you listen to society today and we begin to stand our ground based upon religious values, people think you're crazy. What's wrong with people loving each other? It doesn't matter what their gender is. What's wrong with protecting a woman's rights? What is wrong with you? What's wrong with just believing anything we want to believe? And you're trying to tell us Jesus is the only way. What is wrong with you? You're a hate monger. What is wrong with you? And some of these people are people that you love and respect. Some of these people are people that you know in your job. Now, I correct that. That's only if you have shown forth that you're a Christian. Now, if you're a closet Christian, if you're a secret service saint, you know what that is? Nobody knows you're born again. Nobody knows that you're a Christian. You'll never get that kind of blowback because nobody even knows you're a Christian. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me in this wicked generation, I'll be ashamed of you before my Heavenly Father and the angels. Look at the person next to you and say, if you're not out the closet, it is time to come out now. Every one of us has got to come out of the closet. Stop being a closet Christian. Stop being a closet follower of Jesus Christ. And when you do, you're going to be in trouble. Do you know that? Because our society today is ruled by the God of this world, is ruled by the thinking of the God of this world, which is anti-God, anti-God's word. More and more, we're hearing things about confusion with genders. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to get into this, but you know I'm telling the truth. Folks, you need to understand something, that God has a purpose. God has a plan for your life, and the people that you surround yourself with will influence that plan. You may say, well, I don't know how, Lord, I don't see it. Look, until it reveals itself to me, I really don't get it. Let me just say something to you. I started off by saying God's got a big plan for your life. You need to take that seriously. You were not sent here just to have friends. You were sent here with a divine purpose that God assigned to your life. You didn't have to be born. But you were born to affect and touch people in this world on God's behalf. That's why you're really here. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. God has sent us here. Jesus said, I'm sending you in like manner to let the world know of salvation, of God's love, that I am the only way. That's why you're really here. You're not here for a popularity contest. You're not here to get everybody to like you on Facebook. You're not here to run for an office to see how many people like you. You're here to display the truth of God's word. Let me ask you a question. Does your wisdom support your purpose? Do the thoughts you have in your head support why you're really here?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's a special thought from Pastor Steve that I believe will encourage your heart and strengthen your walk with the Lord.
Every one of us is moving in a direction, and that direction is shaping our destiny. The question isn't whether you're headed somewhere. The question is, who is guiding your steps? One decision may seem small in the moment, but over time, our choices become the road we travel. And the road we travel determines where we arrive. And that's why the wisdom of God is so valuable. Today, invite the Lord to order your steps. His wisdom will never mislead you. His direction will never fail you. And His purpose for your life is greater than anything you can ever imagine.
Thank you, Pastor Steve, for that encouraging reminder. If you'd like to hear this message again or learn more about the ministry of A Place to Grow, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. You'll also find information about Spirit Life Church and opportunities to worship with us. We'd love to welcome you. Now let's get back into today's message.
Listen, every person God called in the Bible realized that the assignment that they were given, it was over their heads. It was more than they could handle, and that's why they had to seek divine help. People like Abraham and Sarah, people like Moses and Joshua and Gideon and Esther and Solomon, and on and on and on. And this is the reason why we have to pray for divine wisdom, so that we too can have the guidance of God in our lives for success. In fact, when Solomon became king, he immediately went to God requesting wisdom to support his purpose. I'm going to read a little bit from the Bible about that. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and 4, it says, Solomon the king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. The Bible says, and in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and he said, ask what I shall give you. When you give to God, then you open the door for God to speak to you. When you give God your time, the Bible says, God says, you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. That means you got to give him your time. All of your heart. That means you've got to be emotionally invested in that relationship with God. And he says, and you will find me when you've done that. And I will be found of you. He encourages us. When you invest in me, when you invest time in me, when you open your heart and say, hey, I don't want to be wrong. I need your help. I need your direction. The Bible says, then God says, okay, I'm going to meet with you and I'm going to help you. Give me the details of what you're asking for. And this is what he did. He said to Solomon, tell me what I need to give you. Verse 9, he said, Lord, give me an understanding heart to be able to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this so great a people? Verse 10 of 1 Kings 3, it says, and the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked for wisdom. Verse 11 says, and the Lord said to him, because you haven't asked that I should extend your life, but you've asked for this thing. Neither have you asked for riches for yourself, neither have you asked for the life of your enemies, but you have asked for understanding and discernment and judgment. I will give you according to your words and your desire. I will give you a wise and understanding heart so that there will be none like you before, neither after. God was so pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom that he says, man, I'm going to make you the wisest man who ever lived. Folks, listen, God is waiting to pour wisdom down into your hearts to fulfill your purpose. But you got to go to him. You've got to really be sincere. You have got to sell out. You have to surrender and say, look, hey, if you give me wisdom, I'm going to do what you say. If you'll talk to me, then listen, I'm going to really listen. I'm not going to say, well, I'll take that under advisement. I have a couple other counselors, and I'll get their opinion, and then I'll decide whether I should listen to you. No, you've got to say, Lord, I'm all in. This is what you tell me to do. I'm stepping into this. God granted Solomon's request. But listen to this. He not only gave him wisdom, he gave him honor and riches. It says in 1 Kings 3 and 13, God says, and I have also given to you what you didn't ask for, both riches and honor, so that there shall never be anyone among the kings in all of your days that is richer than I'm making you. Something else that happens when God gives you wisdom, you become known and sought out after by individuals. The Bible says in verse 28, and all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. 1 Kings 10 and 24 says, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had placed in his heart. Now, I want to give you an example of that wisdom because it's amazing. And listen, when God gives you an answer, it is much more complex than what you think. The answer will be something that perhaps you never saw it that way. or it may even look strange, but it really is the wisdom of God to discern the situation you're in and to bring about the answer that you need. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 3 and 16, it tells about an incident where we see the wisdom of God in action. Two women who were harlots came to the king and stood before him. And one woman said, "Oh, my Lord, this woman that lives with me in the same house, we both gave a birth in the house. And then it happened that on the third day that the birth occurred, that this woman who had given birth together with me, her son died in the night because she laid on her child and smothered him and he died. So in the morning, she rose up, and before I could get awake, she switched the babies. And so when I awoke, I had a dead child in my arms. And when I arose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was dead. But when I had examined him in the morning, indeed, this really wasn't my son." Then the other woman said, "No, but the living one is my son and the dead one is your son." And the first woman said, "No, but the dead one is your son and the living one is my son." It's a he said, she said situation here as they spoke to the king. He wasn't there. He doesn't know how it happened. He really now is relying on the wisdom of God to be able to discern, "What should I tell these people?" So the king said to the one who said, "This is my son." The king said, "Bring me a sword." So they brought the king a sword. And Solomon said, "Divide the living child in two. Give half to this woman and give half to the other." How many of you know that's not a good solution? Because that would produce another dead baby. Does everybody see that? Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king and had compassion on her son. He said, Oh, my Lord, don't do that terrible thing. Give the living child to this woman. And no means kill him." But the other one said, "Yeah, kill the baby. Kill the baby. Look, you can have this half and I'll take the other half. God forbid that you should have a child and I don't have a living child." So the king, seeing the other woman's motives, he said, "Give the first woman the living child and by no means kill him. I was just funning. She's the real mother." The Bible says, "And all Israel, when they heard the judgment which the king had rendered, they began to fear him because they realized the wisdom of God was on this man." Folks, we need the wisdom of God to support our purpose like that. We need divine wisdom to receive all that God has for us.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message was, "Does Your Wisdom Support Your Purpose?" Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you, we bind your power. You will
not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.